Novena in honor of Nuestra Señora de la Salud, Our Lady of Health. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Act of Contrition. My Lord Jesus Christ, my Father, Redeemer of my soul, wounded and crucified, in order to give me health that I do not deserve, I repent and am sorry for having offended you. I come to you, my God, my Creator and my health. Because of what you are, I feel great pain in my heart for having greatly offended you. I resolve, Lord, with your grace, the amendment never to sin again. For this reason, I expect and I hope from your infinite goodness through your sacred passion and through the merits of my most sweet Mother of Health that you free me in this life from plague of soul and body by granting to me what I asked in this novena. If it is for your glory, amen. Eternal God, Creator of all things and Redeemer of the world, who through your immense goodness, you deign to grant us the ineffable gifts of eternal health through the fertile virginity of your beloved Mother, Most Blessed Mary, my Lady, who is our health, life, and hope. I humbly beg you, through the merits of this sovereign Queen, and through those of your passion, life, and death, that when my time comes, my heart may be detached from the things of this world, dedicating myself totally in loving you with most ardent love, in such a way that I may die of pure love of you, at your feet and those of your most pure Mother, and the saints to whom I am devoted, may help me love you and die. However, if you wish me to remain still in this valley of misery, I beg you, Lord, that you help me walk through the path of your chosen ones by following your examples and imitating the virtues of your most holy Mother so that I may merit to see you as the saints in heaven see you. And I also beg you to grant me what I request in this novena for your greater glory in the service of my Lady, health, and the good of my soul. Amen.
Fifth day, the expectation of Mary. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Consideration. Let us consider the tender anxieties and the burning affections of the heart of the Most Holy Mary in order to discover in the Word what would be the health of the world. Having God with her, she did not stop entertaining the strong desires of sharing him who was born of her virginal womb with people. The heavenly princess spent long hours in fervent prayer because her love was so ardent, and her love is charity that looks at the neighbors. From here came her ardent desire that all creatures may enjoy the son of her womb by sharing with the universe. His light, like a brilliant sun, whose rays extend with immense clarity. She did not wish to be alone, the virgin who had achieved so many benefits, for she knew with great vividness how important was the birth of Jesus for us, who are in a different situation, living without consolation and remedy. And even if she enjoyed having in her womb the eternal Word, Mary prefers the common good than her particular convenience. Though it was great for her to enjoy being alone with a God-man, nevertheless, she wished to share him so that all people may enjoy the one who would give health to the entire humanity. Reflection. Your mother is so anxious to give you health in her son, and you, wicked son, are so keen in killing yourself with sin? Prayer. Most loving Virgin, model of the most fervent charity, who even if how much you love your children, you never cease to love us, even if you see that we all had been despicable and ungrateful. All of us repentant and sorrowful beg you, that since, out of pure clemency, you granted us the son of your womb, and in him all our happiness and health, we hope in him alone who is our life. May we mistrust the world that deceives us, and may we live with strong hope that through your kindness and love, we may see him and be happy with him forever. Amen.
Let us pray five Hail Marys in honor of the five letters of the most sweet name of Maria. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Closing prayer. Sovereign Empress of heaven and earth, Mary, Mother of God, inexhaustible sea of health, on whom all your children and devotees pin their greatest consolation, all of us prostrate before your holy altars, we offer you our humble gift and brief tribute of the Holy Novena, and we would like to have the ardent love and fervent devotion with which the seraphs in glory praise you, and all the saints have praised you, and the just on earth so that it may be pleasing before your eyes, and for the great benefits that we owe you. For all of this, we all give you endless thanks, confident that with your clemency, our sins may not hinder the love that you always have for us. Never stop looking at us, Our Lady. If your eyes look at us, it is impossible that they will stop helping us. Watch over the Supreme Pontiff. Take care of the universal benefit of the Church, the promotion of the Holy Catholic Faith, the eradication of heresies, and for all the souls in purgatory who from the prison of fire implore your patronage. And finally, because you are our most sweet Mother, bestow on us all your abundant blessing and grant us health of body and soul so that we may celebrate you later on in the kingdom of glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sa gitna ng dilim at pagdurusa, ang puso'y naghanap ng kalungan. Napapagal ang kaluluwa, tumatakoy tila isang ama. Sana'y maibsan paghihirap na dulot ng kasalanan.
Nuestra Señora de la Salud, itulot mo kami palayo sa karamdaman
nang sa Ama ay puso at isipan, kaluluwa at aming katawan.
Kami ay sumasamo.